Lutheran Hymnal, number 137, In Peace and Joy I Now Depart. In peace and joy I now depart, at God's disposing, for full of comfort is my heart, soft reposing. So the Lord hath promised me, and death is but a slumber. 'Tis Christ that wrought this work for me, my faithful Savior, whom thou hast made mine eyes to see by thy favor. Now I know he is my life, my help in need and dying. Him thou hast unto all set forth, their great salvation, and to his kingdom called the earth, every nation, by thy dear and wholesome word in every place resounding. He is the hope and saving light of lands benighted, by him are they who dwell in night, fed and lighted. He is Israel's praise and bliss, their joy, reward, and glory. Amen. Number 231. We now implore God the Holy Ghost. We now implore God the Holy Ghost for the true faith which we need the most, that in our last moments he may befriend us, and as homeward we journey, attend us. Lord, have mercy. Shine in our hearts, O most precious light, that we Jesus Christ may know aright, clinging to our Savior, whose blood hath bought us, who again to our homeland hath brought us. Lord, have mercy. Thou sacred love, grace on us bestow, set our hearts with heavenly fire aglow, that with hearts united we love each other, of one mind, in peace with every brother. Lord, have mercy. Thou highest comfort in every need, grant that neither shame nor death we heed, that even then our courage may never fail us, when the foe shall accuse and assail us. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Number 247. God the Father be our stay. God the Father, be our stay. O, let us perish never. Cleanse us from our sins, we pray, and grant us life forever. Keep us from the evil one. Uphold our faith most holy. Grant us to trust thee solely, with humble hearts and lowly. Let us put God's armor on, with all true Christians running, our heavenly race and shunning, the devil's wiles and cunning. Amen, amen, this be done, so sing we, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, be thou our stay, O, let us perish never. Cleanse us from our sins, we pray, and grant us life forever. keep us from the evil one, uphold our faith most holy, grant us to trust thee solely, with humble hearts and lowly. Let us put God's armor on, with all true Christians running, our heavenly race and shunning, the devil's wiles and cunning. Amen, amen, this be done. So sing we, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, be thou our stay. O, let us perish never. Cleanse us from our sins, we pray, and grant us life forever. Keep us from the evil one. Uphold our faith most holy. Grant us to trust thee solely, with humble hearts and lowly. Let us put God's armor on, with all true Christians running, our heavenly race and shunning, the devil's wiles and cunning. Amen, amen, this be done. So sing we, hallelujah. Amen. Number 251 and 252, We All Believe in One True God. We all believe in one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, ever-present help in need, praised by all the heavenly host, by whose mighty power alone all is made and wrought and done. We all believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Mary's Son, who descended from his throne and for us salvation won, by whose cross and death are we rescued from all misery. We all confess the Holy Ghost, who from both fore'er proceeds, who upholds and comforts us in all trials, fears, and needs. Blessed and Holy Trinity, praise forever be to thee. Amen. Number 319, In Thee Alone, O Christ my Lord. In thee alone, O Christ, my Lord, my hope on earth remaineth. I know that thou wilt aid afford, naught else my soul sustaineth. No strength of man, no earthly stay, can help me in the evil day. Thou only, thou, canst aid supply. To thee I cry, on thee I bid my heart rely. My sins, O Lord, against me rise, I mourn them with contrition. Grant through thy death and sacrifice to me a full remission. Lord, show before the Father's throne that thou didst for my sins atone. So shall I from my load be freed. Thy word I plead. Keep me, O Lord, each hour of need. O Lord, in mercy stay my heart on faith's most sure foundation, and to my inmost soul impart thy perfect consolation. Fill all my life with love to thee, toward all men grant me charity, and at the last, when comes my end, thy succor send, from Satan's wiles my soul defend. Amen. Number 329, From Depths of Woe I Cry to Thee. From depths of woe I cry to Thee, Lord, hear me, I implore Thee. Bend down Thy gracious ear to me, my prayer let come before Thee. If Thou rememberest each misdeed, if each should have its rightful meed, who may abide Thy presence? Thy love and grace alone avail to blot out my transgression. The best and holiest deeds must fail to break sin's dread oppression. Before Thee none can boasting stand, but all must fear Thy strict demand, and live alone by mercy. Therefore any hope is in the Lord, and not in mine own merit. It rests upon His faithful word to them of contrite spirit, that He is merciful and just. This is my comfort and my trust. His help I wait with patience. And though it tarry till the night, and till the morning waken, my heart shall never doubt His might, nor count itself forsaken. Do thus, O ye of Israel's seed, ye of the Spirit born indeed, wait for your God's appearing. Though great our sins and sore our woes, His grace much more aboundeth. His helping love no limit knows, our utmost need it soundeth. Our Shepherd good and true is He, who will at last His Israel free from all their sin and sorrow. Amen. Number 369, All Mankind Fell in Adam's Fall. All mankind fell in Adam's fall. One common sin infects us all. From sire to son the bane descends, and over all the curse impends. Through all man's powers corruption creeps, and him in dreadful bondage keeps. In guilt he draws his infant breath, and reaps its fruits of woe and death. From hearts depraved to evil prone, flow thoughts and deeds of sin alone. God's image lost the darkest soul, nor seeks nor finds its heavenly goal. But Christ, the second Adam, came to bear our sin and woe and shame, to be our life, our light, our way, our only hope, our only stay. As by one man all mankind fell, and born in sin was doomed to hell, so by one man who took our place, we all received the gift of grace. We thank Thee, Christ, new life is ours, new light, new hope, new strength, new powers. This grace our every way attend, until we reach our journey's end. Amen. Number 377, Salvation Unto Us Has Come. salvation unto us has come by God's free grace and favor. Good works cannot avert our doom, they help and save us never. Faith looks to Jesus Christ alone, who did for all the world atone. He is our one Redeemer. What God did in his law demand, and none to him could render, cause wrath and woe on every hand, for man the vile offender. Our flesh has not those pure desires the spirit of the law requires, and lost is our condition. It was a false misleading dream that God his law had given, that sinners could themselves redeem and by their works gain heaven. The law is but a mirror bright to bring the inbred sin to light that lurks within our nature. From sin our flesh could not abstain, sin held its sway unceasing. The task was useless and in vain, our guilt was e'er increasing. None can remove sin's poisoned dart, or purify our guileful heart, so deep is our corruption. Yet as the law must be fulfilled, or we must die despairing, Christ came and hath God's anger stilled, our human nature sharing. He hath for us the law obeyed, and thus the Father's vengeance stayed, which over us impended. Since Christ hath full atonement made, and brought to us salvation, each Christian therefore may be glad, and build on this foundation. Thy grace alone, dear Lord, I plead, thy death is now my life indeed, for thou hast paid my ransom. Let me not doubt, but trust in thee, thy word cannot be broken, thy call rings out, come unto me, no falsehood hast thou spoken. Baptized into thy precious name, my faith cannot be put to shame, and I shall never perish. The law reveals the guilt of sin, and makes men conscience stricken. The gospel then doth enter in, the sinful soul to quicken. Come to the cross, trust Christ, and live. The law no peace can ever give, no comfort and no blessing. Faith clings to Jesus' cross alone, and rests in him unceasing. And by its fruits true faith is known, with love and hope increasing. Yet faith alone doth justify, works serve thy neighbor and supply, the proof that faith is living. All blessing, honor, thanks, and praise to Father, Son, and Spirit, the God that saved us by his grace, all glory to his merit. O triune God in heaven above, who hast revealed thy saving love, thy blessed name be hallowed. Amen. Number 458, Our Father, Thou in Heaven Above. Our Father, Thou in heaven above, who biddest us to dwell in love, as brethren of one family, to cry in every need to Thee, teach us no thoughtless words to say, but from our inmost heart to pray. Thy name be hallowed, help us, Lord, in purity to keep Thy word, that to the glory of Thy name we walk before Thee free from blame. Let no false doctrine us pervert, all poor deluded souls convert. Thy kingdom come, thine let it be, in time and in eternity. Let thy good spirit e'er be nigh, our hearts with graces to supply. Break Satan's power, defeat his rage, preserve thy church from age to age. Thy gracious will on earth be done, as 'tis in heaven before thy throne. Obedience in our weal and woe, and patience in all grief bestow. Curb flesh and blood and every ill that sets itself against thy will. Give us this day our daily bread, and let us all be clothed and fed. From war and strife be our defense, from famine and from pestilence, that we may live in godly peace, free from all care and avarice. Forgive our sins, Lord, we implore, remove from us their burden sore, as we their trespass forgive, who by offenses us do grieve. Thus let us dwell in charity, and serve our brother willingly. Into temptation lead us not, when evil foes against us plot, and vex our souls on every hand. O, give us strength that we may stand, firm in the faith, a well-armed host, through comfort of the Holy Ghost. From evil, Lord, deliver us. The times and days are perilous. Redeem us from eternal death, and when we yield our dying breath, console us, grant us calm release, and take our souls to Thee in peace. Amen, that is, so shall it be. Confirm our faith and hope in Thee, that we may doubt not but believe, what here we ask we shall receive. Thus in Thy name and at Thy word we say, Amen, O hear us, Lord. Amen. Number 590, In the Midst of Earthly Life. In the midst of earthly life, snares of death surround us. Who shall help us in the strife, lest the foe confound us? Thou only, Lord, Thou only, we mourn that we have greatly erred, that our sins Thy wrath have stirred. Holy and righteous God, holy and mighty God, holy and all-merciful Savior, eternal Lord God, save us, lest we perish. In the bitter pangs of death, have mercy, O Lord. In the midst of death's dark veil, powers of hell o'ertake us. Who will help when they assail? Who secure will make us? Thou only, Lord, Thou only. Thy heart is moved with tenderness, pities us in our distress. Holy and righteous God, holy and mighty God, holy and all-merciful Savior, eternal Lord God, save us from the terror of the fiery pit of hell. Have mercy, O Lord. In the midst of utter woe, when our sins oppress us, where shall we for refuge go, where for grace to bless us? To Thee, Lord Jesus, only, Thy precious blood was shed to win full atonement for our sin. Holy and righteous God, holy and mighty God, holy and all-merciful Savior, eternal Lord God, Lord, preserve and keep us in the peace that faith can give. Have mercy, O Lord. Amen. Number 592, I Know of a Sleep in Jesus' Name. I know of a sleep in Jesus' name, a rest from all toil and sorrow. Earth folds in her arms my weary frame, and shelters it till the morrow. My soul is at home with God in heaven, her sorrows are past and over. I know of a peaceful eventide, and when I am faint and weary, at times with the journey sorely tried, through hours that are long and dreary, then often I yearn to lay me down and sink into blissful slumber. I know of a morning bright and fair, when tidings of joy shall wake us, when songs from on high shall fill the air, and God to His glory take us, When Jesus shall bid us rise from sleep, how joyous that hour of waking! Oh, that is a morning dear to me, and oft o'er the mountains streaming, in spirit its heavenly light I see, as golden the peaks are beaming. Then sing I for joy like birds at dawn that carol in lofty lindens. God's Son to our graves then takes his way, his voice hear all tribes and nations. The portals are rent that guard our clay, and moved are the sea's foundations. He calls out loud, "Ye dead, come forth." In glory we rise to meet him. O Jesus, draw near my dying bed, and take me into thy keeping, and say, when my spirit hence is fled, "This child is not dead, but sleeping." And leave me not, Savior, till I rise, to praise thee in life eternal. Amen. Number 594. When my last hour is close at hand. When my last hour is close at hand, Lord Jesus Christ, attend me. Beside me then, O Savior, stand, to comfort and defend me. Into thy hands I will commend my soul at this my earthly end, and thou wilt keep it safely. My sins, dear Lord, disturb me sore, my conscience cannot slumber. But though as sands upon the shore, my sins may be in number, I will not quail, but think of thee, thy death, thy sorrow, born for me, thy suffering shall uphold me. I am a branch in thee, the vine, and hence the comfort borrow, that thou wilt surely keep me thine through fear and pain and sorrow. And when I die to thee, thy precious death hath won for me the life that never endeth. Since thou the power of death didst rend, in death thou wilt not leave me. Since thou didst into heaven ascend, no fear of death shall grieve me. For where thou art, there shall I be, that I may ever live with thee. That is my hope when dying. My spirit I commend to thee, and gladly hence betake me. Peaceful and calm my sleep shall be, no human voice can wake me. But Christ is with me through the strife, and he will bear me into life, and open heaven before me. Amen. Number 596. This body in the grave we lay. This body in the grave we lay, there to await that solemn day, when God himself shall bid it rise, to mount triumphant to the skies. And so to earth we now entrust, what came from dust and turns to dust, and from the dust shall rise that day, in glorious triumph over decay. The soul forever lives with God, who freely hath his grace bestowed, and through his Son redeemed it here from every sin, from every fear. All trials and all griefs are past. A blessed end has come at last. Christ's yoke was borne with ready will. Who dieth thus is living still. We have no cause to mourn or weep. Securely shall this body sleep, till Christ himself shall death destroy, and raise the blessed dead to joy. For they who with him suffered here shall there be healed from woe and fear. And when eternal bliss is won, they'll shine in glory like the sun. Then let us leave this place of rest and homeward turn, for they are blessed who heed God's warning and prepare, lest death should find them unaware. So help us, Jesus, ground of faith. Thou hast redeemed us by thy death from endless death and set us free. We laud and praise and worship thee. Amen. A person can look for these or other songs in the hymn book. One can also go according to the time of the year and sing Christmas, Easter, or Pentecost hymns according to the desires of the sick person. 4. Tell me also some short sayings or sighs which a person might use if the sick person is very weak, is short on breath, cannot speak, and especially such words with which a person can commend his soul to God. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Luke 2:29. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Luke 23:46. Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Psalm 31:5. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Acts 7:58. Lord, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. Luke 24:29. I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ. Philippians 1:23. Ah, thou sweet Lord Jesus Christ, God and man thou did exist, do thou preserve me from hell. Lord Jesus Christ, with us abide, for round us falls the eventide, nor let thy word, that heavenly light, for us be ever veiled in night. Ah, dearest Jesus, holy child, make thee a bed soft, undefiled, within my heart that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee. Jesus, the sweetest name divine, in death refresh this soul of mine. Devout I'll not that saddens me, confess my sin, seek grace from thee. In Christ I all unworthy trust, his blood alone doth make me just. From evil, Lord, deliver us. The times and days are perilous. Redeem us from eternal death, and when we yield our dying breath, console us, grant us calm release, and take our souls to thee in peace. Amen, that is, so shall it be. Confirm our faith and hope in thee, that we may doubt not but believe. What here we ask, we shall receive. Thus in thy name and at thy word, we say, Amen, O hear us, Lord. The soul which thou hast dearly bought, grant to it, Lord, thy comfort sought. Lord Jesus, my comfort and joy, my thoughts thee do ever employ. Come take me where sins can't annoy. Come, Lord Jesus, come, thou faithful God, and bring thou me to my goal. For thou the sting of death hast trod, from all anguish relieve my soul. Bring me to my real fatherland, where I shall join the glorious band. Let me go in peace to my home. A heart now laden with sorrow, besprinkled with Christ's precious blood, which sighs to God, help to borrow, like a cooing dove also would. In the end it is truly freed, from all anguish and need redeemed. Therefore believe, pray, hope, and be patient. God's kindness is yours in heaven. Then wilt thou ever praise his grace in his church and his great congregation. The blessing of God the Father and the Lord Jesus' precious blood, the Spirit's comfort and courage, will be mine forever above. Jesus, Savior, quickly come. Take me to my heavenly home. Take my soul in thy loving hands. Amen. 5. What should the bystanders do when they see that a Christian has bade them farewell, was comforted unto the end, and has fallen asleep blessed? Mourning and weeping should not be considered wrong, for it is natural, but they should be on guard against heathenish grief, loud outcries, and other unruly behavior. After all, we are Christians, and should permit ourselves to be comforted as those who believe, and have this strong, firm, unquestioning hope that our dead did not die but fall asleep, are not lost but are redeemed from all evil and brought home to the Lord. They would not take 1,000 worlds, if such a thing were possible, in exchange, and come back to this misery. Therefore, we should much rather thank God for a blessed departure, and also learn from it to live like a Christian and die blessed. For it is written that we should behold the end of the saints, or believers, and follow after their faith. Yes, we should fall on our knees and speak thus: We thank thee, Lord Jesus Christ, thou eternal Lord of life, that thou hast preserved this dear person steadfast in true repentance and faith, and carried him to a blessed end. Oh, how lovingly his dear soul is now being carried to heaven, how well off he is. For we are told concerning the soul of dear Lazarus, when he died before the rich man's gate, his soul was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Therefore, I believe and know for certain, even though I cannot see it with my mortal, physical, befuddled eyes, that many holy angels are there who have been waiting around the bed for his soul. Now it will be carried home. Now it will be led into eternal paradise. Now it rests in the arms and on the bosom of its Lord Jesus. Now all its grieving has come to an end. Now the Lord has wiped all tears from its eyes and has bestowed eternal peace and comfort and joy and bliss upon it. Eternal joy and bliss will be over his head. Bliss and joy will take possession of you, but distress and sadness is far from you. Oh, dear soul, how well off you are now! You have carried Christ's yoke, have died, and still live. Ah, Lord Jesus, have mercy also upon us who still live here and are left behind. Comfort us in this vale of tears, and help us patiently to bear the hardships of this misery unto the end. Grant that we also may follow after the example of such faith, and be ready every day and every hour, so that we too, like this dear person, may have a blessed end, and follow after in peace and joy. Amen.